Today, we're going to cover a recent report that BOCES had put out at the request of the Schenectady City School District, particularly talking to a lot of the employees of the city school district about possible reforms. We'll be hearing from Anita Murphy, who is a director district superintendent for BOCES, and Dr. Aaron Bosniak, who is the, interim superintendent for the Schenectady School District. So Anita, what prompted the study to be done?
So the administration and the Board of Education approached BOCES about looking at their internal systems, everything from operations to curriculum and instruction, and commissioned a report as they were searching for a new superintendent and having a former superintendent leave. I think it's always a good time to take a self-reflective look. I am incredibly proud of the district, the board, and the administration for doing this. Sometimes it's hard to take a look at yourself and say, you know, what do we need to change? But the board and the administration have been incredibly helpful to us in doing this report. I'd also like to say that the staff members that Shannon Tahoe and our other colleagues at BOCES talked to were incredibly forthcoming and honest about what they thought needed to be reformed in the district. And we appreciate everybody's cooperation in this report.
Now, you know, looking at the, you know, summary of key findings, a couple of things that sort of stand out, and you primarily interviewed apparently 150, you know, schools, staff people. They did express some concern. There was not, in their opinion, I guess, enough priority in academics, some concerns about curriculum, and a little bit concern about a culture of mistrust and need perhaps some clearer definition of roles and responsibility in certain areas of the organization. You know, so what were some of the key recommendations in terms of trying to address some of these findings?
Well, let me start with the curriculum. I think that one is stands out pretty sharply. You know, the state passed new standards and an implementation timeline about 4 years ago. They should have been at full implementation, but because of the pandemic, it's been pushed a little bit. Districts across the state have been working on these new standards. So Schenectady has done some work on the standards, but having a coherent, cohesive curriculum that goes with these standards that I would say is teacher generated is going to be critically important to getting this done so that the children in Schenectady have what they need to enter the world and be ready for the next level. We are firm believers that we teach how to do this, and then we allow teachers they do best, and that is write relevant curriculum and use relevant instructional materials with the students that they know best, that they have and know best.
Now, I know since I read the Daily Gazette every morning that Schenectady's had, unfortunately, a lot of layoffs with respect to, you know, the COVID, I believe maybe close to 400 or so. You know, maybe this is a question for Dr. Bosniak. You know, how has the board, you know, reacted to the report and what steps are, you know, they, you know, considering in response?
So the board has certainly responded to the report. The findings in the report, I think they're favorable to the findings, and they're looking at those recommendations very seriously and wanting to develop a responsive action plan. And I think the whole notion of the report was done under the guise of wanting to improve. They knew that there were some areas that we were deficient or areas where there were gaps that we needed to focus on more intensively. This is really providing us the opportunity to create the roadmap to be able to do that. So their response to it, I think, is certainly one that's positive because it gives us that framework to operate within and an area to focus on. So it's exactly what they were hoping for.
So what will the, you know, next steps be in terms of, you know, following up on some of the recommendations? And also, you know, how, you know, can parents and even students, you know, provide some input if changes are to be made?
So the district will be hosting several town poll-style meetings regarding this report and our next steps. We want to make sure that the action plans that we create are being done with the people that it affects the most. So any time a decision is being made, that decision-making process really needs to include the people who are affected and impacted by the decision. So our next steps will be having, starting next week, some town hall sessions with both internal and external stakeholders, including parents.
How has the teachers union had any response so far to the report?
They've been included along the way, certainly in the creation of the report. I haven't had my regular standing meeting with them just yet to talk about that, but I certainly plan on that being a point of conversation with them and would want to invite them to be partners at the table in the creation of the action plan to respond to the recommendations from the BOCES report.
So maybe this is, you know, a question for Anita, but was there anything, you know, particularly, surprising, you know, from your study, both sort of positive and negative? And is there anything that, you know, you all particularly learned that you hadn't expected going in?
I don't think it was anything unexpected. I think we see this in a lot of school districts that are in transition. So let me talk about the most positive thing, I think, in the report. The most positive thing is there are incredibly committed people in Schenectady to not only the community, but to the children in Schenectady. And that's a positive. That's, you're 90% of the way there to fixing issues when you have people who are committed to doing so. And we found that people are incredibly committed to the children and the community of Schenectady. I think the thing that we would stress is on our findings is the communication and the way that people communicate is going to be the key in making sure that the reforms are done and stick. I know Aaron's implemented a lot of those things already, but something as simple as creating an internal intranet that's just, you know, for the folks in the district where they can go and find every single thing that they need or all the communications that are there is going to be incredibly powerful in helping them to fix some of the things around communication. And I think that goes to the culture question that you asked previously. A lot of that is just communication so that people know what they're supposed to know and are empowered to make decisions based on those things.
Schenectady, both the school district and unfortunately the city, does have a very significant rate of poverty, especially poverty among children. How does sort of poverty impact upon the overall school environment for the student?
So I would say from my perspective, you know, an urban school district and an urban school system is a really complex system to navigate. And it's because poverty is one of those factors that we have to contend with. So at the local level, we're constantly working to be able to overcome some of the barriers that students present with and try to minimize those to the greatest extent possible so that we can focus on academics. And it's more than just poverty. Of course, it's trauma and the other social emotional supports that students need as they come to school each day. It's part of the work that we do and that our educators do on a daily basis to minimize those barriers so that students can be ready and able to learn.
And Mark, I think it's important to note that in lots of communities with poverty, people are doing the things that Aaron is talking about, you know, mitigating the factors that poverty brings. But I do want to say that there always is and always has to be a culture of expectation for children that we want them to be ready to go in the world. And so in places like Schenectady, the mitigation of those factors is done on behalf of the children today, but on behalf of the children into the future so that those factors don't impact our graduates when they leave us in being able to get good jobs and go to college or the trades or whatever they decide to do.
We're out of time, unfortunately. We've been talking with Anita Murphy, different superintendent for BOCES, and Dr. Aaron Bosniak, interim superintendent for the Schenectady School District. If people want to read this report, what's the easiest way to do that?
So the report is posted on the Schenectady City School District's homepage. So if you go to our website, it's right on the homepage. There's a link directly to the report and an executive summary.
Thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.